Blog Talk Radio.
Yup. You're tuned into We Talk Radio Network. It is the E-Man After Show. We're back in the building. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the After Show. I'm E-Man.
I'm Mandy.
And it's the E-Man After Show. We're excited and delighted that you guys are hanging out with us tonight on Talk Radio Network. Man, this is what we talk.
We listen.
And guys, we take action.
Yeah.
Man, we're back. We're back for another great episode, Mandy.
Yes, we are.
Yeah, just jumped off the Mandy the Mentor show on tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're back over here on We Talk Radio Network. We want to thank all you guys. Because that's why this show is called After Show.
It is.
The E-Man After Show, because we're coming off your show, Mandy.
That's right.
And so we want to appreciate you guys. Had a great topic over there.
Uh-huh.
We had a great topic over there on the Mandy the Mentor show. Thank you guys for joining us with that great conversation. But tonight we're back over here on the E-Man After Show. I want to shout out to all of you guys that's over there on Southern Soul Artists Around the Globe Radio.com.
Mm-hmm.
They're listening on the other side just as well.
Yes.
I want to thank you guys for hanging out with us, man. I appreciate you. Listen, we're broadcasting down in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex on tonight.
Uh-huh.
And we have had a blessed day. I've had a marvelous day on today. Hopefully you guys, whatever it is that you done on today. Hope you have had a blessed one.
That's right.
Maybe you went to the movies today.
Maybe,
you know, because the sun was out shining bright down here in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. And, you went walking there. You got some ice cream or, you went to the park or something like that. So whatever you did today, hopefully you had a blessed one.
Yes.
You know, to all of you guys that join us each and every Sunday night, we want to appreciate you coming in. Man, I tell you, we have had a marvelous day. On the day we started our day at the Potter's House of Frisco,
mm-hmm.
Pastor Shira Brady.
Mm-hmm.
You know, her birthday next week.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, we have a big celebration. You know, her birthday is one day before mine. Mine the 22nd, hers the 21st.
Yes.
You know, we always celebrate. So, Pastor Brady, I see you. Had a word on today.
He did awesome word, Pastor Travis.
Yeah, we want to thank him on today. We want to thank those of you that hopefully you went to the church today and you had a blessed day.
Mm-hmm.
Which brings me to my recap.
All right.
You know, let's recap just a little bit.
Yes, let's recap. So we had Pastor Howard and Lady Felicia Smith.
Yeah, we had them on last Sunday night from Country Creek Ministry.
Mm-hmm.
It was, you know, they joined us on last Sunday night. I believe he came from the, I think they're doing a series over there in Nehemiah.
Yes.
And he came from Nehemiah chapter 1.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to thank Pastor Smith and Lady Felicia Smith for stopping by the E-Man After Show.
Yeah.
And guys, you can check that segment out every first Sunday of the right here on We Talk Radio Network. Cause why? Because we're on all social media.
We are.
So that word went out everywhere.
Yes.
You know, we want to thank all you guys that join in this and join this great network each and every day. Shout out to Brand New Day. They just went off the air.
All right.
Shout out to Miss Emily Blue and Miss Dion Lack. I want to appreciate them. You know, you guys can join us on all our social media platforms. Man, they helped me out over there with some of them platforms because we at www.wetalkradio.com, but they can find us where, man?
On Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Overcast FM, Pocket Cast, Castro, CastBox, Buzzsprout, Podbean, iHeartRadio, YouTube, TuneIn Alexa, Blog Talk Radio, Spotify, Amazon Music, Clear FM, Deezer, Podcast Addict, and Listen Notes.
You guys can do that. download those apps, man. I love checking We Talk Radio out on Spotify. You know, sometimes I listen to the shows. Mm-hmm. I go back and listen to Brand New Day, mm-hmm. the Unplugged Show with Kia D. I check it out on Spotify.
Yeah.
Check out the E-Man After Show, you know. So you guys download those apps and you can stream and check out all the great personalities over here on this great network. We've been around for 14 years, guys.
14 years.
And going strong. Shout out to Miss Kia Davis.
Shout out to Miss Kia D.
Miss Kia D.
Yes.
What's up, D? The D stands for delicious. Shout out Miss Kia Davis. I want to appreciate her. She allowed us to sit here each and every Sunday night.
Right.
They set the microphones and talk crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And then we got a YouTube channel that we want you guys to always join us on our YouTube channel.
Right.
You know, you can like, you can share, you can make a comment. But, man, if they need to subscribe, how do they do that?
All right. So you would just simply hit that subscribe button. Also, do not forget to hit the notification bell so you can be notified when the We Talk Radio Network family upload new content.
Yeah, you guys can do this. Why? Because this is your favorite listening station, man. This is where we talk.
We listen.
And, guys, we take action over here on We Talk Radio Network.
Right.
Man, we want to appreciate you guys that's following us over there on Southern Soul Artists Around the Globe Radio.com.
Yes.
Shout out to Mr. Curtis Frazier.
Shout out to Mr. Curtis Frazier.
Whoop, whoop. We want to appreciate you, sir, that you allow us to sit at your microphones each and every Sunday night and talk crazy.
Right.
We want to appreciate him and Miss Denise over there. We want to thank you guys for that great network. Guys, we want you to go. Listen, if you want to stream the E-Man After Show and the Man to the Mentor Show, you can go to www.SouthernSoulArtistsAroundTheGlobeRadio.com.
Right.
You'll see the Man to the Mentor Show. You can click on live at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Mm-hmm.
And you can click on at 9 p.m. the E-Man After Show. And then you can go to, listen, all you rhythm and blues lovers. You know, you King George lovers, listen, you like some good old blues, you need to, you know, tune into this great network.
That's right.
This is a great network, man, and we appreciate if you do that. Why? Because we're getting ready to come to FM. That we'll be all around the globe here pretty soon.
So true.
Well, you know, and then, man, that I was, one of our, you know, we get a signal from New York City up there where they do the Breakfast Club.
Mm-hmm.
And iHeart Radio, and we get a signal from Blog Talk Radio from up there, right?
Right.
And they was talking this week because one of the local stations in Atlanta, they was dropping the Breakfast Club.
Mm-hmm.
And you should have saw the comments. So it kind of made me think, because I time ago that internet was going to be the number one market, and it is.
It is.
And you know, with a lot of the comments were like, people don't even listen to mainstream no more.
That's true.
FM, what you talking about? We don't listen to FM. We, you know, because everybody got everything on their phone, and you know, they pull up those different apps and stuff like that there. And so why am I saying that? Yeah, we're going to FM, so we appreciate if y'all listen over there. You know what I mean?
Right.
And somebody said, well, you know, they got over 9 million listeners at the Breakfast Club.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't matter if you they on FM or not.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because they are heard.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I was like, wow. And so I was like, oh, okay, is that how that works? You know, why? Because, you know, we're in a different time now. We're in the computer era now.
We are.
You know, but listen, we live. This ain't AI neither.
We are live.
You know, someone said, I was listening to a show the other day, AI is not taking over, but, you know, you still need humans to do AI. You know what I'm saying? And you need somebody to operate it. I was like, oh, I thought that was the whole purpose of it.
No, they have extensive programming.
Yeah.
So think about the AI robots.
Mm-hmm.
The more the AI robot learn the human traits, human ways,
right.
Their knowledge expanded beyond.
Yeah.
So I don't know if that it is true for us overseeing and programming, I believe. But I don't know if that's necessarily true, all the way true.
Right. And then I was sharing with a coworker, man. He went back to listen to the show. And I do want to do this disclaimer. And even for your show, I forgot to do it on your show. Because we just jumped off the mentor show. And I forgot to do this disclaimer. Last Sunday night, guys, we had Pastor Howard Smith and we did the Man to the Mentor show.
Mm-hmm.
Great shows.
Great shows.
It didn't happen live. It's just only in the recording. When people went back to listen, it was skipping a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, I didn't even know this, man, that they said they had an earthquake in New York last Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Did you hear about that? I didn't know that.
Mm.
And they said that it affected you know, the network.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you going back to listen to those links, you might hear a lot of skipping in it because it affected the equipment, you know, affected the recording part of all the shows, just not the E-Man and the after show. And I was like, wow. So I went on to listen. I said, oh, I see what people were talking. But it didn't affect us live, but, you know, because they, you know, they put these shows back out.
Mm-hmm.
And evidently, a glitch in. So it was skipping a lot. And but you know, they say they back up and running,
right?
You know, and man, can you it's just unheard of to have a earthquake in New York.
There was one.
Yeah, that, man, can you believe that?
I can't.
The earth is shaking, huh?
Listen, it's groaning.
Yeah,
the
and moaning.
It's groaning.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then tonight, guys, we're going to shout out to the Simpson family. You know, we lost our great one of the greats in football, O.J. Simpson.
You said the juice.
The juice.
The juice.
O.J.
Okay.
OJ orange juice.
That is not know that. I didn't put that together. Like I never. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what they named him because you know, OJ, you know, the juice, you mm-hmm. know, you know. Yeah, well, we lost OJ Simpson, and this is why we always tell our men. But you know, he was 76 years old.
Mm-hmm.
But they say the prostate cancer.
Yeah.
And so he was, you know, I don't even want to. I mean, I know people refer back to the killing and all of that, but
Nicole,
you know,
yes.
This was a great football player. He played over there at USC, and you know, he went on to be one of the greats. And
he did.
It's just so unfortunate. Our heroes, you know, they go down in tragedy,
right?
You know what I'm saying? And we always remember the negative about
mm-hmm.
him. You know what I'm saying? But OJ, no matter if he did what they say he did or whatever, he was the juice. You know what I'm saying? And we lost him this week, so. No matter what happened, we want to shout out to his family and send positive and healing energy to his family, man.
So mm-hmm. OJ was doing live, and
mm-hmm.
he passed away, you know, in March, you know, not too long ago.
Mm-hmm.
But he was just doing live in February.
Okay.
And he had given an update on his cancer and, you
oh,
know,
did he?
That things was looking good. And
that's normally how it happens.
Then the next February, March, April...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, you know, they always say stuff like that too, man. It seems like for a person pass on, they seem like they get better first.
Right.
You know
what I'm saying? And I've seen that happen.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I see what you're saying. I agree. Because I've seen that happen, but he was sitting in a chair, he was just talking and,
right.
you know, being himself,
uh-huh.
being humorous and... people were kind of taken aback that follow him, his social medias, right?
Right, right.
They were taken aback because they, you know, he had reported he was getting better.
Right, right.
Then, you know, he had just did a live in February,
mm-hmm.
mid-February.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, April, he's out of here.
Yeah, boy, why? Well, shout out to the Simpson family. We sending
yes.
you positive energy, healing. We're sending you... You know, love, because
yes.
at the end of the day, that was someone's father.
Yeah,
that
absolutely.
Was someone's son. He's gone on now. So shout out to you, Mr. O.J. Simpson. And then, you know, let's talk a little bit about the eclipse.
Let's talk about it.
You know, did y'all see the eclipse?
I did.
Oh, of course you did.
Right. But for those of you that are out there listening on the phone lines and on the network, how did you, what did you think about the eclipse? Was it something beautiful? Did you miss it? I mean, it's amazing. You know, our solar system
uh-huh.
and the way it operates is amazing because, you know, it I mean, in mid-daylight to turn dark, right?
Right, right.
And then I feel like that after the eclipse, it was like early morning for a minute. That's
mm-hmm.
how it seemed to me.
Yeah, it was a beautiful sight to see. But I did see on the wire where this guy, he traveled, well, I think they say he came from Atlanta
mm-hmm.
and ended up getting a ticket. It said I ain't paying them. He went online talking about, I'm not paying no ticket down there, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He came to Dallas.
Right.
And said he wasn't paying for no ticket because he came to see the eclipse and they going to have to drop his ticket because he headed back to Atlanta. I thought that was so funny, you
yeah,
know.
He's
talking about the eclipse. Because, you know, people got these weird stories about the eclipse and certain stuff happening to
mm-hmm.
them, and that was one
you know
of the
what?
Moments.
I did not put it together.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I do believe that certain things happen in Earth and their gateways, but not for right then and there, like the
yeah.
day of the eclipse, if things are going to go sour. No,
yeah.
I believe that in the future, right?
Yeah.
But some people, they were talking about, they were reminding us, and I just saw this the other day. I don't know what rock I've been under, okay? But Eldridge, you kept making the statement about the Y2K. And I was saying to you, I mean, not to you, I was saying in my mind, why do you keep saying that? Well, okay, so I finally got clarity. Someone was speaking yesterday, I was listening to a podcast, and she talked about Y2K, and she said, you know, people come up with all these different theories about the eclipse. Remember Y2K, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, that's why Eldridge was saying it, because...
Amen.
Yes, E-Man was saying it because I just did not put two and two together.
I ain't going to say what
comes. I'm a little slow on that one. It's okay. Yeah, but I did not. But yeah, absolutely. People, you know, and beliefs, a lot of them are rightfully so. Like, it's just that we maybe they're a little out of timing. You know?
Right. Well, hopefully you guys seen the eclipse. It was a beautiful thing. And, they say we won't have another until 100 years. We'll be up out of here by then.
Yeah, so I did hear a report on 100. Then I later heard a few reports on 20.
Okay. All right. Well, only God knows, right?
Only God knows.
Well, it was beautiful. But ladies and gentlemen, we see you guys coming in on the phone line. The time ticker is going off. We want to thank you guys for joining us. Join us tonight over here on We Talk Radio Network and Southern Soul. We got Encouragement for the Soul with Fred Bell. That's at 9:35 and 10:35. We got something to encourage your heart with on tonight. You guys would enjoy that segment. We want to appreciate you guys. And stay tuned, because he has some great segments. But tonight, man, what are we talking about tonight? Tonight, ladies and gentlemen.
All right.
We're talking about, you know, I was having a conversation with a young man. And I got to talking about TV shows, and I asked him, have he seen Lost in Space? He was like, Lost in Space? And then I said, well, how old are you? And I said, brother, how are you my age, ain't you? He said, man, I'm 61. I said, well, you should know about Lost in Space. He was like, man, I don't know what you talking about. I said, you never seen with the little robot, you know, that you know, they had robot, they had AI back then. You know, he was like, no, man, I don't remember that. And so go back and find Lost in Space. And so when I started Googling, I just looked at all the top 20 TV. It's about 100 of them, but we picking the top 20. And so tonight, ladies and gentlemen, that's what we're talking about around the domino table.
All right.
The top 20 classic TV shows of all time. Do you remember?
I remember some, for sure.
Yeah. So this out there that's joining us by the phone lines, that's joining us by way of the network, you can call us up here tonight. We're sitting around the domino table. That's what we're going to be talking about tonight. We're going to have some fun. We already did the top movies, right?
Yes.
We did the top movies, but, you know, IBDB, which is a network that house all of these TV shows, one of the greatest networks of all time. You know, they put out a survey. They do like the top 100 TV shows. How many episodes they have done. They give you the history of the TV shows.
Okay.
And so it's called IBDB Network. And so I said I wanted to do the top 20. And so tonight, ladies and gentlemen, those of you that's coming in on the phone line, call us up here at 563-999-3456 and give me your top five TV shows that you can remember. I'm 63. Well, I'll be 63 in about another week, right?
Yes.
I'm 62, but... it's a lot of these TV shows I grew up on.
Okay.
Like I Love Lucy.
I love Lucy as a kid.
You remember I Love Lucy?
I do. As a matter of fact, I may have to go back and revisit I Love Lucy.
And do you remember this one? The Mary Tyler Moore Show. You remember that one?
I do not.
That's probably for your time. Then you got the Mary Tyler Moore Show. I remember that one as a young boy. You remember Andy Griffith?
When I was little, yes.
Yeah, I remember Andy Griffith. And these shows, you know, Andy Griffith was, you know, that came out in 1960. You know, 1 year old when that came out. I was born in 61. So the Andy Griffith Show. Then we had the Dick Van Dyke Show. You remember that one?
The name rings a bell, but I don't remember it.
I know you remember this. Who can't remember this one? Bewitched.
I do remember that show.
You remember Bewitched? Genie.
I do.
That little baller.
Mm-hmm.
But B wish you would do that little nose twinkle, twinkle, twink.
Yeah.
And, you know, these episodes, man, with them little great TV shows where you just sit back and enjoy good content.
I mean, it was when things were clean on the television.
Yeah. It wasn't none of this hip-hop stuff. How about the Brady Bunch?
Oh, yes.
Remember the Brady Bunch? That's why I met a Pastor Cheryl Brady and her kids out there, Tina and them. Hey, the Brady Bunch. Because, you know, they the Bradys.
Yes.
And so I would mess with Pastor Cheryl Brady. Pastor Cheryl Brady, hey, we call them the Brady Bunch.
Okay.
But then how about All in the Family?
The name rings a bell, but no.
You don't remember All in the Family with Archie Bunker?
Oh, yes, I do remember Archie Bunker.
How about Laverne and Shirley?
Yes.
Yeah, Laverne and Shirley. How about Happy Days?
Yes.
Happy Days, you remember Happy Days?
I know of that show.
Yes, well, you're a little young whippersnapper, that's why. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking top 20 classic TV shows over here on the E-Man After Show. How about this one, man, The Three is Company?
I do.
Three is Company, you remember that one?
Uh-huh.
Let's go on down the list. Star Trek.
Everybody knows Star Trek.
How about the Jefferson? Moving on up to the east side.
Yes.
And we finally got a piece of the pie.
All right now.
You remember that?
Fish don't burn in the kitchen. Greens don't burn. Is that something to that effect? Okay.
It was the Jefferson. Then how about the Flintstones?
I love the Flintstones.
You remember the Flintstones?
Oh, yeah.
You never, never do.
Pebbles was so beautiful.
Pebbles?
The Pebbles, I believe.
The little baby.
Mm-hmm. So cute.
Yeah. All time. Batman and Robin.
He like.
Yeah, man. We love some Batman and Robin. And then we had Gilligan's Island.
I remember that. I remember that. Early in the morning that would come on.
Yes. And then Leave It to Beaver.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You remember Leave It to Beaver?
I do.
How about the Beverly Hillbillies?
Oh, yes. Now, I used to love that show when I was a little girl.
Now, I know you ain't going to know these next few shows. How about My Three Sons? You don't remember that one.
I do not.
Yeah, that was for your time. You're a little young whippersnapper. Yeah, My Three Sons. How about Father Knows Best?
No.
You wouldn't know this. Well, you know, and like I was sharing with you, what decided me to do this, because I was talking to a young man at work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we work in the Dallas Independent School District. He my age. Lost in Space. He can remember Lost in Space. I say, everybody remember Will and the little boy, and, you know, they be down on the planet and they had that little AI robot.
Uh-huh.
Lost in Space. He was like, man, I'm going to have to go check that out. I was like, bro, you don't know Lost in Space?
Okay.
But then how about the Addams Family?
I remember the Addams Family.
Remember the Addams Family?
Yes.
The Addams Family started. No,
it's not what that. That's not it.
That ain't it.
I mean, you had the rhythm, right?
Yeah, the Addams Family, and the last one, Dennis the Menace.
Oh, I used to love Dennis the Menace when I was a little girl. That was before my school days, right?
Uh huh.
And so I would lay in the morning time and watch Dennis the Menace.
Yeah, and so ladies and gentlemen,
that just takes you back.
These are your top 20 classic TV shows by AMDB Network of all time.
Is the network still up and running?
Yeah, that's the number one. These are the ones do all the awards and give you all the, you know, put all the stats and stuff in for TV shows and movies and stuff like that.
Okay.
And so I pulled that and I said, you know, we're going to talk about that tonight. I told Mr. Lewis, I said, man, we're going to talk about top TV shows. He said, I'm going to be listening, Mr. Massacre.
Okay.
You know, I said, because you got to remember Lost in Space. So call us up here tonight. And so we wanted to narrow it down. We gave you 20. We wanted to narrow it down. What is your five top TV shows of all time that you remember?
Mm.
You know, I'll give you my five at the end of the show.
Okay.
We'll sum it up. I'll give you what I think the top five is.
Uh-huh.
You call me up and give me what you think your top five is.
Oh,
yeah. Out of I Love Lucy, the Mary Tyler Moore Show, the Andy Griffith Show, Victor Van Dyke, Bewitched, The Brady Bunch, All in the Family, Laverne and Shirley, Happy Days, Three is Company, Star Trek, The Jefferson, The Flintstones, Batman, The Gilligan's Island, Leave It to Beaver, The Beverly Hills Billy, My Three Sons, One Adam 12. See, that used to be a police show.
What?
One Adam 12. where these police, they ride around, and, you know, it's totally different than it is nowadays. Uh-huh. You know, they were solving crimes like young men playing dice, you know, in the back. They weren't killing nobody, you know.
So that's kind of, you remember that TV show Chip?
Chip, it was kind of like Chip.
Okay.
Chip. Chip was on the list, too, because, you know, it's a whole list, but I just pulled the top 20.
Okay.
And then
Dennis the Menace.
Yeah, and so, ladies and gentlemen, that's what we're talking about around the table over here on the evening after show on tonight. Call me up. Call me and Mandy up on tonight and tell us your top five TV shows of all times that you enjoy sitting back listening to and watching as a young man and a young woman. And so, ladies and gentlemen, me and Mandy going to take a break, and then we're going to come back and take some of you guys' phone call on tonight. You guys that's coming in, shout out once again to Southern Soul. Shout out to all of you guys that's listening on the other side. It's the E-Man After Show. I'm E-Man.
I'm Mandy.
And we'll be back with more stuff right after this.
You're listening to The Sound.
Rosebuds know to bloom in early May. This is ain't no love, the cure. You can rest your mind assured that I'll be loving you always.
I'm filmmaker Arthur Muhammad, and you're listening to the E-Man After Show right here on We Talk Radio Network.
Oh, yes, it is We Talk Radio Network. I am E-Man. You're listening to the After Show. We're excited and delighted that you guys are joining us. We're back. We're back. We're back in the building. Hello, everybody. I'm E-Man.
I'm E-Man.
We want to thank all you guys that's joining us tonight by way of the phone lines on the network. Listen, call us up here at 563-999-3456. Mm-hmm. We're talking top 20 classic TV shows of all times.
Mm-hmm.
We want to appreciate you guys that's joining us on tonight. Listen, we had 935. We have encouraged by the Curving episode by Fred Bell, right, Ben?
Yes, we do.
Guys, we want to thank you for following us each and every Sunday night. We want to appreciate you guys. Listen, tune in tomorrow night. We have the Unplugged Show with Miss Kia Davis.
Yes.
Yeah, they're going to have a great hot topic over there. We want you guys to join that show tomorrow night at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Miss Emily Blue and Miss Dion Lack. Brand New Day.
Shout out to Brand New Day.
I believe they was on live a while ago. They just went off a while ago. We want to appreciate you guys that went back and listened to their show. And you shut it down over here with the E-Man After Show. And so the top 20 movies of all time, mm-hmm. we just been listening these particular movies out there because, you know, man, I'm high school. You come home as... Because, you know, we had TV, the big... When you moved on... The Flow Model TVs, well, we had the record player on top. See, y'all, you don't probably know nothing about that. And you had the lights on the side of the TV. And if you played music, the lights was flicking it all in one big component.
Mm.
You had a TV. You had a stereo at the top. We had to put our needles on the record.
Uh-huh.
You know, the record player.
Well, I do remember a record player in the 80s. Late 80s.
And then you had the FM and the AM radio. And boy, you turn that music on. Lights be flicking at you, young. You thought you were doing the doggone thing,
right?
But then Batman would come on. Na 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 na. Batman. Y'all remember that out there? Call me up tonight. Call the E-Man After Show and talk to me and Mandy. Tell us what are your top 20 TV shows of all time that you enjoyed growing up.
Mm-hmm.
You listened to or you watched. Did you have a black and white TV with the antenna on the top? Digging the scene in the game. You know, you had antenna where you made your antenna out of clothes hanger. You don't know nothing about that, neither do you, Mandy. You see, back in the day, Mandy, we used to have what they call rabbit ears.
Mm-hmm.
If that rabbit ears get broke or that knob get broke, you put that Y-ply on the deal to turn the TV.
Uh-huh.
And I remember when TV used to turn, click. One did click, and the thing, if you went past the channel,
mm-hmm.
you couldn't go back. You had to go all the way back around.
Headache.
See, these young folks, they wouldn't know no remote control. Boy, if they knew what we used when we was coming up.
We used to have a retro day, retro week.
So just think if we had TVs like that back in the day, the movies that came on. But like you were saying earlier, man, that these movies was good classics, clean movies.
Mm-hmm.
You could sit down with the family. These was family shows, a lot of them.
They were.
Yeah, when you talk about My Three Sons,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's where a father, he had three sons, and, you know, he would put them to bed. They had Buffy and Jody, and they had they chef or whatever they...
Mm-hmm.
The guy, the older guy that, you know, cooked for them and cleaned and stuff like that. And little Jody, I remember him having freckles.
Uh-huh.
It was always something. I can remember them TV shows back in the day. There was some good little TV shows, man. You would sit back and watch Father's Knows Best.
Uh-huh.
You know, Dennis the Menace.
Mm-hmm.
So we done kind of got in your era. You remember Dennis the Menace?
I do. I used to love Dennis the Menace. I would watch it in the morning time.
Mm-hmm.
And that little boy got into everything. Okay. And what was his neighbor name, Mr. the neighbor, the guy that he used to work the neighbor's nerves. He was, well, of course he was an older guy, but I can't think of the neighbor's name right now.
Uh-huh.
But Dennis was always
in trouble.
Something. He was so curious and hard headed.
You know,
but it was really good show.
Uh-huh.
I honestly wish that they would bring those shows back.
Right, right.
For our youth, because it was healthy.
Uh huh. Mm-hmm. Yeah, to sit back and watch all them great shows, you know, man. I remember Happy Days. Everybody used to love Happy Days with the Fonz. Bones would flip his collar up, you know, snap his finger. Man, there was, as the old folk would say, there was the good old days.
Good old days.
There was the days you could leave your front door locked and let your windows up.
Right.
You can't do that now. You might not have no TV or nothing up in there.
Nothing. But a bunch of bugs from outside.
Yeah, you know, now we got all the apps and stuff like that you could. But, you know, you could go back and check these apps out. You can go back on your cable and pull up all these great TV shows that we're talking about on
and
tonight.
These shows, you know, they're classics.
Yeah,
now,
they're classic.
So, you know, you have to pay for them, the majority of them. They have some channels that play them throughout the day and night, but sometimes, if you look them up, a lot of times you have to pay for them.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. Then we had old Star Trek. You remember
The Next Generation.
Future? No, that's the one after, you know, the Star, it was with William Shatner, you know, and Spock, you know. That was the original Star Trek. You know,
right.
And Captain Kirk, he messed with every woman that came to his ship. If she was beautiful, you listen, you know, the captain was going to move in first. It was, everybody else was second. James T. Kirk, the Starship Enterprise. We was little boys when we was watching that, man. See, you don't know nothing about the
well,
TV show.
Well, I know about
show.
Star Trek The Next Generation.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. You talking about the one after the classic, Star Trek. We talking about the original Star Trek with Captain James T. Kirk. And then the one that everybody loved was I Love Lucy.
Oh, I love.
You remember the honeymooners neither?
No.
Oh,
no.
Wow. But I Love Lucy. Yeah, I Love Lucy. But ladies and gentlemen, you can call us up here on tonight. And when you call, you can hit option one. We'll bring you in and you can give us your top five TV shows of all time that you remember. That you sit back and with the family, you know, that's when you interact with the family. You sit down and you watch the good movie, and then you got in the conversation. You know, people don't even do that no more. Everybody got a TV in their room and everybody talking about something different. You know what happened
now
on
now everybody have a TV on their phone. Okay.
Yeah, right. You know, we know what's happening with hip hop over there in Miami. You know what I'm saying? But if you start talking about Dennis the Menace, huh?
Right.
Yes. So, ladies and gentlemen, we see you guys on the phone lines, on the network. We want to appreciate you. We're around the domino table. We have had a blessed, marvelous day on today. We want to appreciate you guys joining us on tonight. But listen, we got a segment that we call
we
Encouragement
do.
For the Soul. It's by Fred Bell.
Yes, we
Let's
do.
Encourage your heart, and we'll be back talking TV shows, the top 20 classics right after this. Y'all guys keep it locked. It is the E-Man After Show over here on We Talk Radio Network. Man, if this is what we talk,
we listen.
And guys, we take action. We'll be back in a moment.
You are now tuned in. Encouragement for your soul with Fred Bell.
I want to thank each and every one of you tonight for joining me for this encouraging word. And you know what? We've all had ups. We've all had downs. But guess what? Our ups have always outweighed our downs. And when we look at it, why would I say our ups have always outweighed our downs? Because when we look at things in that way, we have had way more ups than downs. In our lifetime, we have been up more than we've been down. We wake up. So when you wake up, decide to have a good day, because this is the day that the Lord has made. It's no other person that made the day but God. So when we look up, let's wake up. Then guess what? We get up and we dress up. The best way to dress up is do what? Put on a smile. Because when you're putting on a smile, you're showing a resemblance of God. You're having his attributes. And then guess what? Sometimes we just need to shut up. Shut up, not mean be quiet, but say nice things and learn to listen from other people. Then guess what we can do? We can stand up. We can stand up for what we believe in when we know God is good. There's somebody out there tonight who may be going through something, and somebody's saying something about God because you're still believing that God is going to bring you through because your faith is strong. So stand up for what you believe. And then guess what? Look up. Look up to the Lord. Look up to the Lord, because your help comes from who? Your help comes from him. He sits high and he looks low. And then you know what? We can reach up. reach up our hands in praise. Reach up our hands for something higher. Something higher. You never want to reach down for something. You always want to lift up. So reach up and pull up something. Then, like I just said, lift up. Lift up anyone who is going through something. That is what this encouraging word started from. It started from me having cancer, then going through the treatments, but knowing that God could bring me out. And then he said, I want you to lift everyone up, because I said it was not for you, it was for someone to see me work through you. And I have to obey God. So even when we look at 2 Corinthians 12:9-10, it says, therefore I will boast all the more gladly of my weakness, and so that the power of Christ may rest upon me. For the sake of Christ, then I am content with my weakness, insults, hardship, persecutions, and calamities. For when I am weak, then I am strong. So therefore, we will always have more ups than we have downs, because we are up when we're in the Lord. Each and every morning, he wakes us up. That one up is greater than anything we can imagine. So if there's anyone that's going through anything today, I just gave you 6 or 7 reasons why your ups are much greater than your downs. Even though you may be going through at this moment, you are still up. You're listening to the E-Man Show. You're listening to this encouraging word. And this encouraging word is going to pick you up. It's going to lift you up. It's going to encourage you up. So therefore, from this time on, remember, your ups outweigh your downs anytime. And you heard another encouraging word by Fred Bell. Thank you.
You have just been motivated, inspired with encouragement for your soul with Fred Bell.
You're listening to The Sound.
By the way that you talk to me, even when you're not around, I feel you voice. I feel you voice. Tangled in your love and your energy, perhaps it was the way that you smile. I see you boy. Oh, I need you boy. Yeah. I've been waiting. Perfect, but you're perfect to me. Work, been asleep, you're a dream. I need you. So we got a past, I want you. And even when it's bad, I love you.
you hold me and kiss me slowly, it's the sweetest thing. And it don't change. If I had it my way, you would know that you are. You're the coffee that I need in the morning. You're my sunshine in the rain when it's going. Won't you give yourself to me? Give it all. I just wanna see. I just wanna see how beautiful you are. You know that I see it. I know you're a star. Where you go, I'll follow. No matter how far. If life is a movie, oh, you're the best part. One that I desire. When we wake up and then we make love, it makes me feel so nice. You're my water when I'm stuck in the desert. You're the talent all I take when my head hurts. You're the sunshine of my life. I just wanna see how beautiful you are. You know that I see it. I know you're a star. Where you go, I'll follow. No matter how far. If life is a movie, then you're the best part.
Radio Network has something for everyone with shows featured every single day of the week, which means you can join us every day and have fun every day. And if you got a business, feel free to join us and advertise your business right here on our platform on WeTalkRadio.com.
Oh, yes, it is WeTalkRadio.com. It's the E-Man After Show. It's the After Show. I'm E-Man.
I'm E-Man.
And we're back. We're back over here on We Talk Radio Network and Southern Soul Artists Around the Globe Radio.com. Well, appreciate you guys hanging out with us on tonight on the network and on the phone lines. The phone lines are lit up. People are listening around the globe. We want to appreciate you. Well, we're back, man. We're back. We're sitting around the domino table. What you over there doing, man?
I'm just getting comfortable.
You going to sleep on me over there? You hanging in there, huh?
I'm hanging on.
Listen, we're in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. You know, and our Sundays are pretty impactful. It's a busy Sunday, seem like every weekend.
Yes, it is.
You know, we seem like we got something we got going on every Sunday. So sun up to sundown.
Uh-huh.
We get to shut it down in the late hour over here on We Talk Radio Network. This is a late show at 9 o'clock. But listen, we have hit the floor early.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because we do service early on Sunday morning,
uh-huh.
And then we do whatever we got to do after service. If we're going to somebody's event or we're attending something, then we come in here and try to take the longest nap so we can be ready to do these two shows that we do each and every Sunday night.
Right.
We want to thank all our listeners that follow the Men to the Mentor Show and the E-Man After Show. Appreciate you on tonight for joining us tonight. Shout out to Miss Kia Davis. She's on the other side, her and the grandparents.
Yes.
Shout out to Miss Kia D.
Shout out to Miss Kia D.
Miss Kia D said one of her TV shows of all time is What's Happening. And What's Happening Now, you probably don't even remember those, huh, man? What's Happening? You don't remember reruns?
Yes, I do. I kept saying it sounds familiar. I just could not.
And Raj?
Yes, I do. I do.
And What's Happening Now? Yeah, there were some great TV shows that, ladies and gentlemen, that, you know, we used to sit up and sit back and just watch. I remember Raj and Rerun his wife, Issa Berry. Rerun White is the beer. That's the one into it with Steve Harvey all the time. You know what I'm saying? But shout out to the late Rerun. Boy, you know, he used to can dance. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
Oh, man, that joker, that can dance. You know, that's when they did all the dancing. You probably wouldn't know nothing about it. Listen, if you wanted to do some robotics or you wanted to do some, you wanted to lose some weight, run.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I remember Joe back in the day. And What's Happening Now, because that was a spinoff.
Okay.
It was What's Happening, and the spinoff was What's Happening Now.
Okay.
And so that was Miss Kia Davis. You know, she sent that over on the network. We want to appreciate you listening to Miss Kia D the building. You know, we want to thank God for her. We had, ladies and gentlemen, we had the owner on a few Sunday nights ago.
Mm-hmm.
It was The Untold Story by Kia Davis. And so when that book come out, we're going to bring her back, man.
We are.
And have a conversation with her. I love talking to me some Kia D.
Oh, me too.
You know, and so we shout out to you, Miss Davis, and shout out to all of you We Talk family. She got the grandbabies tonight. They having a good time. You know, and see, that was family time back in our day.
Mm-hmm.
When you get all the kids around and they dancing to the music and watching good TV shows and you laying in the... You remember this, man? Do you remember your mama used to make pallets? What they call making pallets, and you laying in the floor.
And all the cousins.
That was the... As old folk would say, that was the good old days.
They really were.
Yeah, you know, you got all the cousins... Everybody on the floor, you know.
Watching TV, popcorn.
Y'all know nothing about that. Yeah.
Those were like real, like you really spent time with people. You know, nowadays you see our children, a lot of the time they're so isolated.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they can be.
Right.
And, you know, those were the times back then you spent time, you had conversations, you laughed,
those were the fun days. On a Sunday night, right about now, you know, you watch a movie because you had to get up and go to school, and you wanted to watch that last good movie, Alfred Hitchcock, The Twilight Zone.
Oh, I remember The Twilight Zone. My mom used to like to watch
it. Yeah, man. And your mom like, and they had an old saying when I grew up, man, it's 9 o'clock, do you know where your kids are?
Yeah, my mom told me about that.
Really? Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, you had to make it home before the street lights went out. You know what I'm saying? And they used to come on the news, the local news in your city, and the anchors used to say, it's 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. Do you know where your kids are? You know, why? Because the community, it was a community thing. You knew where your kids were.
Right.
You know if they was over Sister Cantaloupe house, or Brother Wallermiller house. You knew where your kids were.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And if they saw you walking up and down the street, they'll call your mom and say, I just seen your son up here. It's 8:30. And mama would say, oh, he better be on the porch by 9. You know, that was the good old day. And then you get home and you had to take a good old shower or bath. Well, I don't know about shower, but we had to take baths.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't know nothing about sharing water and stuff. I'm taking y'all back. Y'all used to share water too?
No, we did not, Eldridge. E-Man, no.
Listen.
Nothing against those that have shared water, but no.
Yeah. My mom used to say, listen, that's a whole tub of water.
Y'all must have to refill. Y'all must have to pour buckets.
You fill up the tub, but I had two other brothers, right, and some nephews. But listen. You know, you ain't finna waste mama water. You understand?
That sound like a whole lot of dirt.
Yeah, by time three people take a bath, you got that ring around the tub.
Uh-huh.
And your job was to clean the tub. See, y'all know nothing about them stories like that there. These young folks, if they had to clean the tub now, they'll lose their mind.
Now, I know what it is to take a bath with my sisters.
Uh-huh.
When we were young, we were stair-step, you know.
Right.
far as you know, mm-hmm. after each other now.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we did that as young boys, and, uh-huh. and then by the time you put your, because you know you had to wear pajamas to be it in our house. Mm-hmm. You didn't go to be half naked in our house. Mm-hmm. You had to have on some bottoms and a top mm-hmm. or a t-shirt. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And you and Batman would come on, or I even remember, you know, like wrestling. You know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah.
That Saturday night wrestling. Boy, you get up in the bed on a Saturday night to watch wrestling, man.
My mom used to love to pop popcorn, and it was a Von Erich. And we had a good time.
Yeah, well, listen, we're talking classic TV shows, the 20 top classic TV shows. Call us up and tell us what is your. We're gonna narrow down to 5. I got 5 that I picked out of the 20. We're gonna bring this caller in. Last 4 numbers 9991. Hello, you on the E-Man After Show? Who is this?
This is Victoria.
Victoria.
How are you?
Hi, guys. I'm fine. How are you?
Oh, we're doing absolutely fantabulous. What is some of your top TV shows that you can remember?
So do we have to go back into the 80s and 90s, or can it be something recent?
Well, the classics. You know, back in the day,
okay.
I want to say the 80s and the, I want to say the 70s and 80s and part of the 90s, you know.
Okay, well, if my 5 pick, Good Times, will take mm-hmm. all 5, because I could sit up and watch Good Times
right.
all day, every day, over and
right.
over and over. I love Good Times, but mine is Good Times number 1, Jamie Foxx, Martin, mm-hmm. Law and Order, and Cheaters.
It's so cheap.
Huh?
These are back in the
classic.
I mean, because now cable, they don't really show the classics like they used to, like All in the
right.
Family,
mm-hmm.
the Jeffersons, you know, all that. So I've been watching like newer stuff, like All the Queen's Men and
mm-hmm.
Sisters, you know. But if we're going way back, you
mm-hmm.
know, it'll be Good Times, Jamie Foxx, Martin, Law and Order. And my grandmama used to have us watch it in the heat of the night.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you're a 90s baby.
Now, that was in the 80s.
Well, let's go. You had I Love Lucy. You remember I Love Lucy?
Oh, yeah, yes. You know what? We're going to scratch one of them out. We're going to scratch Law and Order out and put I Love Lucy.
How about Laverne and
Shirley?
Laverne and Shirley?
Yeah, Granny used to have us watching that, but I wasn't into Laverne and Shirley.
You weren't into the Dennis the Menace. You didn't like.
Yes, I was. Mm-hmm. Yes, I was. I love
some of your
classics,
Miss Rico. Dennis the Menace.
Huh?
Dennis. Yeah, these are some of your classics we're talking about, you know. Well, we sit around.
Yeah, and Dennis the Menace was a classic. And then when they made it to the movie was just as funny as the cartoon.
Mm-hmm.
For sure, that. And you, listen, I'll find you if you don't remember Bewitched. who could forget Bewitched?
Now y'all taking me back, yeah. And Jeannie.
Top classic.
And
them old. Vic.
I remember watching Jeannie.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I could
and
see
then y'all was talking about.
Little bottle.
And y'all was talking about how as siblings, you know, we all had to take a bath together, and it was 4 of us. And
mm-hmm.
yes, we did have to take a bath together. We was all small little girls, and so
right.
we did have to take a bath together. You know, them was the good old days. You know, them was the good old days. But my number one show though is Good Times. I can watch Good Times all day long, back to back, recited and everything. I love Good Times. Hello? Can y'all hear me? Hello?
Hello?
You're listening to The Sound. You're listening to The Sound.
Hello, are we back live? Are we live? Are we live? I don't know if we live out there or not. If we're live, let's see if I can bring Vic back in. We lost the network. Let's see if we're back. We're back. Hello, Vic, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, I think we're back live. The network dropped. I think we're back. We want to thank all you guys that's coming back in on the phone lines on tonight. We want to appreciate you guys. We are talking top TV shows. You know, they had the earthquake up there in New York this week, and, you know, they've been having some issues. And so, ladies and gentlemen, we get a signal from Blog Talk out of New York, and some hit. And so I think we're back. Listen, we're talking top TV shows.
Uh-huh.
And so, Vic, go ahead and finish. What were you saying?
Okay, so y'all took me way back, so my list is totally off now. So I got a new list. So my grandmother, okay, Good Times is my number one favorite. My grandmama also had us watching Gomer Pyle.
Oh, yeah.
Gomer, so it's Good Times, Gomer Pyle, Heat of the Night, Morton, and Jamie Foxx Show.
Right, right. Yes. And so, yeah, I remember Gomer Pyle. You remember Gomer Pyle, man?
He was so funny.
Yes, he was.
Well, Vic, we want to appreciate you on tonight.
Yes.
We're going to take some more phone calls and stick with us. Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to the E-Man After Show over here on We Talk Radio Network. We want to thank all you guys that joined us tonight. So, Vic, give me your five again real quick. Write them down, Mandy.
My five is Good Times.
Good Times.
Gomer Pyle.
Gomer Pyle.
Heat of the Night. Heat of the Night.
Uh-huh.
Morton and Jamie Foxx.
And Jamie Foxx. You modern day.
Well, look, mm-hmm. Y'all the one brought Gomer Pyle back when y'all started talking about All in the Family and the Jeffersons.
Right, right. We
and I know Gomer Pyle was in the 80s.
Right, right. Well, thank you, Vic. I'm going to take some more callers. I want to appreciate you hanging out
yes,
with the E-Man After Show on tonight.
Of course, of course. Y'all have a blessed one. I'm still
all
listening.
Right. All right.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Good
Ladies
night.
And gentlemen, we are. This is the E-Man After Show. I think we took a hit, but I think we're live. Are we live or this artificial intelligence? Is this us or is this AI? Because, you know, AI is trying to take over the systems now. You know, somebody else is running these systems. Let's see, Anthony Flagg, I believe that's his number, 4875. Hello, Anthony, you on the E-Man After Show. Is this Ant?
Hey, yeah, E-Man, it's Ant. Hey,
how you doing, buddy? You doing all
I'm
right?
I'm doing good, man. How about yourself?
Did I see you, Flagg, or is that AI?
no, that's me. It's me.
Okay.
I'm on live.
Okay. What is your top TV shows? I'm assuming you're talking about the top TV shows, right?
Oh, yeah. Y'all went way back with a lot of these TV shows, man. I remember running home to watch the one you was talking about, Lost in Space.
Hey, Ann, I had a conversation with one of my coworkers. That's what made me, really want to dive into these conversations. Yeah, we was talking about Lost in Space. He's 62. He said he had never seen it. I'm like,
I can't believe he never saw that show there, man. That was one of the top shows,
right.
Lost in Space, Gilligan's
yes,
Island. How did you not see none of that?
He was like, man, I don't remember no Lost in Space. I said, brother, you must have got Alzheimer's.
Yeah, I know, right?
Right. Well, Anthony, give me your top five. What do you think your top five would be?
I guess Lost in Space, I Dream of Jeannie, Good Times, the Jeffersons,
mm-hmm.
and let me see which one I used to like to really watch too. I used to like to watch what's the name of that show? It was on the boat, Love Boat.
Love Boat, yeah, that was a good one too. Yes, sir, boy, you remember.
I think I gave you five.
What elementary school did you go to? Like, because you graduated from South.
T.L. Marseilles.
Yeah, see, I went to Hulsey. Man, you come home from Hulsey. You know, I went to Harris Stone and Zumwalt too, Mandy.
Okay.
You know, growing up as a little
boy.
And man, you come home and catch Batman. Robin,
come on for Speed Racer.
And Speed Racer, I remember Speed Racer. Ladies and gentlemen, these are classics of all times. You know, TV shows where you sit back and you watch great TV shows that you know you was excited to get home. You done been to school, they done got on your nerves at school. You was ready to go home and get that peanut butter, that big welfare peanut butter and jelly. And make a sandwich.
Run home to it.
Man.
Yeah, run home to it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, man, we want to appreciate you sounding better, Ant. You doing better?
Yeah, I'm doing much better, man. That bronchitis is working out of my chest, so I'm still trying to get back to my voice, though.
No, yeah, you don't got older now, man. How old are you, man? About 63?
I'll be 63 in June.
Yeah, I'll be 63 Monday, next Monday.
Okay.
April the 26th.
All right, yeah, happy early birthday, man.
My birthday next week, so, you know, they tell me them illness don't go away like that no more. It take a minute.
Yeah,
you know
yeah,
what I'm saying?
Yeah, maybe two.
We in that era now, man, where, you know, you don't pop right back now. You know what I'm saying?
You got
to be patched up with a whole lot of stuff nowadays, boy. But you sounded much better than we talked to you last Sunday night. You know,
yes.
So just
thank you so much.
Keep on doing what you're
God
doing,
good,
man.
Huh? Yeah. I said God is good, man. The healing and power with the Lord.
God going to do heal. You got to do yours, though. You know, you got to take that medicine, man, and you got to, you know, I share with you all the time, this is why, you know, we formed this show around a domino, because we're trying to encourage men to go to the doctor and get themselves checked out, you know.
Yes.
And a lot of this is prevention, because we don't, you know, especially us African American men, we don't go to the doctor till we can't hip it. We got to be dying before we go.
like you were saying earlier about losing OJ Simpson from prostate cancer, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So. We don't go get ourselves checked out.
Yeah, man. You know, I ain't got no insurance, bro. I put some on it. You know, because most of us don't want to know what's going on. You know, we don't even want to find out what's happening with us. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But we want to encourage you guys to, you know, take it for granted, because, man, life in out here, brother. You know what I'm saying? And
life is too short, but life can be too short.
Oh, for sure. You know, because, you know, a lot of us are put out, you know, because that's what old saying, and I share with men all the time. That's what the old folk used to say, you know, to be honest with you, they used to say stuff like, you know, you'll work yourself to death. You know what I'm saying? And that have become a whole saying now. You know what I'm saying? That you'll end up working yourself to death, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, man, we glad you're doing better.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're going to take some more
phone
calls. You keep listening, brother.
I'm on here. Thank you.
All righty, sir. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we want to see you guys. We see you guys on the phone lines on tonight. We see you guys on the network on tonight. Man, I tell you, it's been a great episode over here on the E-Man After Show. I don't know what's going on up there in New York, but they counted me down. They said we got 15 minutes for the show.
I see that.
Yeah, it's all kind of stuff be going on. It's some stuff going on. But ladies and gentlemen, we'll probably have to end this show a little early because I don't control that, you know. And so normally where we'd be at 11 o'clock, I think they're taking us to 10:30 tonight, man.
Mm.
But just before we go, we're going to play this last encouragement for the soul. We want to bless your heart with that.
And we'll
come back and end the show. You guys, you are listening to the E-Man After Show. It's We Talk Radio Network. Y'all guys check this out, and we'll be back right after this here.
You are now tuned in to encouragement for your soul.
Good evening, and thank you for joining me for this encouragement for your soul. Is there someone tonight that's going through a suffering, going through a trial or tribulation? And you may ask yourself, why am I the one that has to suffer? Or why am I going through so much suffering? Because there's no good that has ever came from my suffering. I beg to differ. We ask that question so many times. Why am I suffering, or what good is it in the suffering? There is good in your suffering. Just like we have to find every silver lining behind every dark cloud, we have to find the good in the bad, but also we must look for the good in the suffering. And you may wonder what I'm talking about. Jesus Christ suffered. And what was the good that came out of that? It was for our salvation, not his. Because remember, he is the Son of God. Him and God are the same. So the suffering was not for him, it was for us. And when we look at the Bible, We can take Stephen. Stephen was one of the deacons that were chose, that was chosen to take care of the widows. But Stephen did much more than the job he was appointed to do. Stephen preached to the people. He even made those who were not supposed to come over to the faith come over. And they did. And the people lied on Stephen just as they did Jesus Christ. But Stephen came to them with the truth, and they still didn't believe him. So when someone's out to get you because you're suffering for the good of God, then you're doing a good thing. Because what you do for God will last forever. Now let's look at ourselves. We go through trials and tribulations each and every day. We may not be in one today, but we may be in one tomorrow. We may not be in one tomorrow, but we may be in one next week. When you're suffering and you're going through a suffering, you say, what good is my suffering? It brings you closer to Jesus Christ. Because when you suffer, you really find out who your friends are. E-Man and Mandy can be doing their shows separately. Both of them run into a situation where they can't be there. They have to travel together. And then they call on the ones who said they would be there anytime you need them. I'm ready to fill in for you. I've been waiting for an opportunity. And then they call them when the opportunity arrives and that person can't show up for whatever reason. Then they know when the next time who they can depend on. But that's not the situation when it comes to God. Because he will never leave, nor will he ever forsake us. He tells us to put our burdens on him. Cast every burden on him. So what good is there in your suffering? It brings you closer to Christ. Therefore, you can know him on a personal level. He's the one you can call on when times are hard. When times are distressful. When times look bleak, you can always call on him and he will always answer the phone. He will pick it up. And there's good in the suffering because Jesus Christ suffered. So therefore, when we suffer, we're suffering for his name's sake. Because we say we're Christians. We want to be more like Christ. So in our sufferings, let's be glad in our sufferings. Let's praise God for our sufferings. Because if not for our sufferings, we wouldn't have any trials or tribulations. If not for our sufferings, we wouldn't have any testimonies. If not for our sufferings, we wouldn't know God like we do. We wouldn't know God like we do if we didn't suffer and if we didn't have any trials and tribulations. So I tell you tonight, take refuge in God. Honor God. And when you're going through something, thank God for your suffering. Thank God for your suffering because now you got to know him better. You heard another encouraging word by Fred Bell.
You have just been motivated, inspired with encouragement for your soul with Fred Bell.
Keep up with what's happening on the We Talk Radio Network by following us on our social media sites. You can get to know us better on all our social media platforms. It's a great way to learn about our radio shows, videos, blogs, community programs, events, and more. We'd love for you to connect with us. Find us on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, LinkedIn, and Twitter. Get connected. Stay connected with We Talk Radio, We Talk Radio Network. Check us out at WeTalkRadio.com. Man, we talk, we listen, we make it happen.
Check one. Oh, 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 o After Show.
Yes, it is. It is the E-Man After Show. We're back in the building. Are we live?
We are live.
We're back live. We want to thank all you guys. You know, we got AI working the system over here up there in New York. They're hitting buttons or something going on up there. Mm-hmm. But ladies and gentlemen, we're back over here on We Talk Radio Network. We want to appreciate all of you guys that's joining us by way of the phone lines on tonight, by way of the network. We're on two networks. Well, shout out to Southern Soul Artists Around the Globe Radio.com. Yeah. I think we took a hit, man.
We did.
They say we back live. We want to appreciate all of you guys that listen each and every Sunday night. We've been talking top classic TV shows.
Yes.
Mandy, did you give me your top five?
Did I not? No, I did not.
What is your top five TV shows?
So, okay. So, of course, I love Lucy.
I love Lucy.
Mm-hmm. Dennis the Menace.
Dennis the Menace. Okay.
All right. Okay. So
you ain't wrote down. You just over there just talking off the top of your head, huh?
No. Well, that's kind of true, but it's not true. Two things can be true at once, right?
Right.
So, well, Bewitched. No. Bewitched is not. So the Brady Bunch.
Okay.
And that's three, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I love Lucy's, Dennis the Menace, the Brady Bunch. I also like, no, I don't know about the Jeffersons, but I also like...
Sometime Today.
I know, right. I'm trying to get... Oh, the Flintstones. I love the Flintstones, okay?
Okay.
And then number five, I like... I see I just got to get these right.
Man, we ain't got but a few minutes.
Okay, so let me just find it right quick. It won't take me long. Much longer.
But ladies,
Beverly Hillbillies. Okay?
Beverly Hillbillies. Mm-hmm. You just pulled somebody to hand.
No,
huh?
I did like Beverly Hillbillies. I wanted to get it right.
Okay, so ladies and gentlemen, we're talking top 20 classic TV shows, and we narrowed them down to five. We're going to end this show because they ain't spending no more time. We ain't got no more time, man.
Mm-hmm.
We got about like 10 minutes.
We gone.
And so I'm going to give you my top five, but I'm going to start from the five all the way up to number one.
Okay.
My five pick would be, I would say... my top number five would be the Brady Bunch.
We got that in common.
You know, I used to like the Brady Bunch.
Yes.
Yeah, my top four would be Bewitched.
Negative.
Mm-hmm. My top three would be Lost in Space.
Okay.
Lost in Space.
Okay.
Uh-huh. And then my top, the number two one would be, I was going back and forth between the Beverly Hillbillies,
mm-hmm,
and...
Batman.
No, leave it. I mean, Happy Days.
Okay.
And so I'm gonna say Happy Days.
Okay.
And my number one is like everybody, mostly number one. I Love Lucy.
Well, let me tell you, on date night we're gonna revisit I Love Lucy.
We're gonna revisit I Love Lucy.
Yeah, and we have we're gonna have a stay in day night, and we're gonna have dinner,
mm-hmm,
and we're gonna revisit I Love Lucy together.
Well, don't do that on my birthday though.
Listen, That was it.
Hey, I've been around you long enough.
You're a mess. No,
don't be trying to come out. And we're going to watch I Love Lucy on your birthday.
You know I was going to do that. Stop it.
No, I just got to make sure I come in there and tell me we got some I Love Lucy.
Happy birthday, baby. With a big bowl of popcorn. Two Cokes or whatever. Yeah.
We're staying in and we're watching classics tonight. You know what I'm saying? But we want to appreciate all of you guys that are joining us by way of the phone lines on tonight. Man, this has been another great episode over here on We Talk Radio Network. It's just been fun. Man, this is what I call a stress around and sit around and have a good time.
Okay.
You know, life is too short because, man, life be life in out here. And so
true,
to all of you
true.
That's out there don't understand, life is going to always keep lifing no matter who you are, what state you in. It don't stop. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
If you get on up out of here, life gonna keep on going.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? So you just got to make the best of it.
Uh-huh.
You know, you got to make the best of it. And whatever you do. What do you say, man?
Oh, no. I was getting messages about I Love Lucy. Victoria.
Uh-huh.
Said, girl, not I Love Lucy. Emojis.
Yeah, I Love Lucy. But listen,
yes.
Man, I'm going to give you my E-Man thoughts for tonight.
All right. What you
know,
thinking?
Like, leave you guys the thought. We want to appreciate you. Shout out to Southern Soul Artists Around the Globe Radio.com.
Shout out.
Yeah, they enjoy listening to us. Ladies and gentlemen, we had a great topic over there on the Mandy the Mentor Show.
We did.
What was our topic over there?
Well, I don't know if I'm going to phrase it the way it was, but if okay, go ahead.
I think I got the topic. Right. It was an interesting topic that we talked about on the Man to the Mentor show. When someone, when you pass away, do you marry your bestie? Do your bestie marry your spouse or significant other?
Yes.
That was the name of it, right?
That was the name. Yeah. I mean, that was a question.
And that was a great question over there. I'm going to have to bring that to the E-Man after show.
You should.
I steal your topic?
I think that would be really, really good on the E-Man after show.
I'm going to steal your topic over there on your show. Ladies and gentlemen, we had a great conversation, and we're going to bring that to the E-Man after show. That's going to be a good one. When you pass away, do your bestie marry your spouse or significant other?
Mm-hmm.
Like your best friend end up, you know how some people take care of, help taking care of, be caregivers, and then they end up getting married.
Right.
We talked about that over the Man in the Mentor. We got so many different notes in our head.
We do.
And so we want to appreciate all of you guys that joined that show and was excited and commented on that. That was a great episode. But, man, we got to get ready to wrap up over here because they're going to shut us down if I don't. Well, ladies and gentlemen, thank you guys for joining. We got 3 minutes. Man, I always like to end the show with just a thought. And ladies and gentlemen, someone asked me, E-Man, where do you get them thoughts from? Sometimes it's just stuff I sit down and I write about, and I put together. But then there's different quotes that I read because, you know, I do a lot of reading.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to always get a person that wrote it. I'm not going to claim it like it was mine.
Right,
you
right.
know what I'm saying? I'm going to make sure you know who it was. But this is one I came up with tonight. And my E-Man thought is just simply this. Not all who's wondering is lost.
Mm.
It's that simple.
Mm.
Not all who's wondering out there is lost.
Mm-hmm.
They may be wondering, but they know where they at.
Mm.
They ain't lost.
Mm.
Punt on that this week. Yeah, punt on that week. Chew that up and figure that out and call me back next week and tell me what you got. Well, Mandy, we're going to get on up out of here. We're going to shut it down early tonight because that's all the time we got.
All right.
We want to appreciate you guys listening to us tonight over here on We Talk Radio Network.
Uh-huh.
Shout out to Miss Kia D and the Grandbabies. Thank you guys for listening. Shout out to all of you that's listening on tonight. It has been another great episode over here on We Talk Radio Network. Man, join the Kia D show, I believe, tomorrow night at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. It's the Unplugged show with Kia D.
Yes.
You guys want to check that show out and then come back next week. Come back next Sunday night. We'll have another great topic for you. It'll be after my birthday, huh?
It will be.
Yeah. I'll be, if the Lord delay is coming, as the old folks used to say.
Well, it'll be a day before.
Oh, it'll be a day before?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, because my birthday on a Monday, right?
Right.
Well, okay. Well, join us back next Sunday night. You guys, listen, you have a blessed and productive week, you know, and always keep God first. And so, Mandy, you ready to get up out of here?
Let's go.
Well, let's think big.
Yeah, geez.
Because we believe in God.
Because God believes in me.
And we're all living proof.
Until next time. Good night, everyone.
And if you walk out the door, keep on rolling. Good night, everybody. You know I love this song. Keep on rolling. King George going to be here, ladies and gentlemen. Over at the, I forget the name of that, over there at the, where it used to be in Grand Prairie. What do they call that now?
Oh, I forget. The...
I forget the name of the theater.
Y'all check out. Verizon. No.
No, it ain't the Verizon. But over there, he's going to be over here the 28th of April. King George. Keep on rolling. Good night, everybody. Peace.
Go ahead and leave, baby. There's one thing that I found out. I can't have one woman, gotta have three. One woman just to hold me down. One woman just to lift me up.
Oh, yeah.
And I gotta at least have one woman on the side that really don't give. If you wanna leave, baby, go ahead and leave, yeah. There's one thing that I found out. I can't have one woman, gotta have three. One woman just to hold me down. One woman just to lift me up.
Oh, yeah.
And I gotta at least have one woman on the side that really don't give. If you wanna go, baby, go ahead and walk out the door. But one thing that you gotta remember is one monkey don't stop no show. If you wanna go, baby, go ahead and walk out the door. But one thing that you gotta remember is one monkey don't stop no show. This train gon' keep on rolling. Oh yeah, to think our life gon' keep on going. Oh yeah.
but I'll never be alone. Soon as you walk right out the door, I call Kim up on the phone. Me, Kim, we don't fuss and fight. With Kim, I ain't never wrong. Or I might just go call Keisha, go get my party on. See, I know if I ever get hungry and I want me something good to eat.
Thanks for tuning in.